She believes I am all but dead, but I can hear her. I've been quite still as I lay, years passing by me gently and without fanfare or care. My eyes stay closed, my body sunken, and my muscles withered and useless. A soft, seductive, persistent beep, beep, beep of life-sustaining machinery, always echoing, perched somewhere just behind my head. I don't know why I am kept here, or why I'm kept alive at all, and yet I am. And those who put me here, who keep me here, they come and go, night and day, men, women, children, even an occasional pet, nurses, doctors, family, friends, strangers. They talk to me rarely, sometimes to themselves, and frequently to each other, or to no one and to nothing. And they have very much to say, I have found. And they don't know that I can hear them, but I can. "What a morning," a nurse grumbles. "Perhaps it doesn't matter." "I know," another answers. If I can never get my mouth to move, to make words, if I die here, alone, in the void, in the darkness, with my eyes still sealed and my muscles still wasted, their trusted secrets will die rattling inside my frothing mind, safe, isolated. Whenever the delicate machinery ceases to whir, the meaning of each encounter will fade to decaying organics, as meaningless as the body that houses my thoughts and musings. "Traffic was terrible, wasn't it?" Memories, lost forever. "Unbearable. I was on Route 4 for an hour." But even that being my future, for now, as I lay here, I can yet hear, can consider, and can wonder at the lives that seem to swirl around me like a furious tempest, some of whom I have always cared deeply for, and some of whom I am finding I care suddenly. "Were you late this morning?" They bring me my only remaining comforts. "A little. No one seemed to care." They bring me my only sense of sanity. "I hope the roads are better tonight." They bring me my only dose of reality. I treasure them.